Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Pharma.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Welcome to December. Voting on the Senate tax bill will resume at 11 a.m. this morning. Late yesterday, the process hit a snag. Sungmin Kim and Colin Wilhelm for us report that the bill was held up over a key proposal for deficit hawks, a trigger to raise tax rates if sufficient economic growth did not materialize. The Washington Post reports that Senate Republicans are talking about adding higher taxes on wealthy Americans and rolling back the bill's corporate tax cut, but that an obvious solution hasn't emerged.
All eyes will be on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who must convince skeptical deficit hawks to vote for this bill. Who to watch? It's all the usual suspects: Bob Corker of Tennessee, Jeff Flake of Arizona, and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. Politico's also reporting that the tax bill could trigger historic spending cuts, something that has been flying under the radar as Republicans have tried to move quickly to pass tax reform.
The Washington Post is also reporting that Trump is telling confidence that a government shutdown over DACA could be a good thing for him politically. One thing is for sure: you won't find many Republicans on Capitol Hill who think that a shutdown is good for them. There are also a slew of foggy bottom stories out as speculation of a shakeup continue. Eliana Johnson and Allie Watkins write that Senator Tom Cotton has cemented his rise under Trump.
CNN is reporting that the White House wants to publicly shame Tillerson, who left his cushy job as the CEO of ExxonMobil to serve in government, while Holly Toosey writes that even skeptics of Pompeo at the State Department say they would rather have him over Tillerson. Trump's Friday. Trump is meeting with Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj of Libya. He will have lunch with Rex Tillerson and Jim Mattis. To be a fly on that wall would be interesting. And tonight he'll give a speech at the White House Christmas reception.
The New York Times has a piece up on how Trump has pressed Senate Republicans like Richard Burr to end its Russia investigation. And Josh Gerstein and Darren Samuelson write that Paul Manafort made an $11 million bail deal with prosecutors so he can be released from the house arrest he has been under for the past 4 weeks, while BuzzFeed is scooping that the Trump administration is considering a pitch for a private spy network.
Andrew Ristuccia and Ileana Johnson write that Trump is inching toward moving the U.S. embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. This is something that could derail Trump's attempts to restart peace talks in the region. Another coming attraction: Kyle Cheney and John Bresnahan report that House Republican leaders are preparing to bring a gun measure to the floor. And check out Playbook for an invitation to our first live podcast taping next Thursday night, December 7th at 6th and I Synagogue.